So today is the Good Shepherd Sunday, and we know Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead. He is the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. That's what he proclaimed to all of his disciples and apostles, and also to all of us. So he is the Good Shepherd, and we are his flock. So, the good shepherd and the flock, there is the relationship between the good shepherd and the flock. I am the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. He cares for the flock, and he wants to protect the flock, and he wants to restore the relationship with the flock when the flock go away, but he wants to bring the flock back to him and restore the relationship to God. That is come from his love. That's come from his caring, because he himself, the good shepherd. I don't have any experience with the sheep, because I was born in the city, not in the countryside. But some of you may experience of the flock of sheep, because you may have that experience. But for me, I have an experience, because there was time when I received a phone call to go to the hospital to give anointing of the sick sacrament to a patient. When I walked into the room, I could feel a silence inside the room, and I could feel the suffering that come from a patient, because the room was dark, and the patient was lying down on a bed, and nobody around her, nobody. So I walked into the room, and I start to introduce myself. I am the priest, and I received a phone call to come to give you anointing of the sixth sacrament. So I start to talk to her to see where she came from and how long she has been in the hospital. So I start asking about the family, but she just say, they're okay. And so I asked, do you have any pets at home? Just that question. I didn't realize that question make her crying. So I saw the tear dropping from her eyes. She said, I just care for my cat at home. I don't know if my cat has any food and any water to drink. I just realized, how can this patient lying on the bed and still caring for her cat at home, even though she feels suffering, even though she feels of a pain on her physical body. But in that moment, I can realize she also has a deep love for her cat that she cares for. That's a relationship that she built for many months or maybe many years. The relationship between her and the cat, relationship between the owner and a pet that she cared for, even though now she in the hospital, she could feel the loneliness in the dark room and lying down on the bed and feeling pain and suffering, but she still cared for her cat at home. That is the relationship that sometimes we may not experience, but until in that moment we realize that deep in each one of us, there is a deep love, there is a deep caring for each other. It doesn't matter that it is a family member, but it is something or someone who we love. That is the loving, the caring of a good shepherd and a flock. That is us. So for Jesus, he proclaimed himself, "I am the good shepherd." We can see that he has a deep love and deep caring for his flock, that he always should be with us. And if we look at into the image of the good shepherd, the good shepherd always walk with the flock, but sometimes we just see that the good shepherd lead in the flock and the good shepherd lead the way, and we see the flock walk behind the shepherd, because that's a good relationship. The good shepherd doesn't have to watch for the flock, but the flock trusts him and walk with, follow the leaders. That's a good image. That also look back into our life. We see that our parents, some of us may remember the first time when we start to learn how to walk, and when we look at the picture that our parents show us, look, it was your first time that you walk. And when we start to walk, we know how to walk, and then we know how to run. We always run to our parents because they are people who we trust, who we love. So we trust. So we run to our parents. And then later, we may remember the first time when we went to school, we follow our parents also. And we went to school. But sometimes, you see, in the image of the good shepherd, he also walk within the flock. He walk beside the flock, and then the flock walk with him. That is also our image also. We walk with our parents to school for the first time, and our parents lead us into the classroom. We may remember sometime, but there was a time when I went to a parish to help for the first confession. So, at the beginning, the pastor introduced all the priests present there. And then, later, the pastor asked, "Parents, in this moment, when you take your children, your child, to come here for your child to receive the first reconciliation sacrament, let continue your role of a parent. Let's walk with your child or your children and introduce your child to the priest." So, for the priest, we was sitting on a chair, and we see parents start walking with their child and present their child to the priest. In that image, I just feel it's so wonderful to see parents walking with their children and introduced to the priest for the first reconciliation sacrament. So we see from the beginning of our life, we follow our parents, and even when we know how to walk and how to run and we start learning, our parents still walk with us and in a good image. Sometimes we see The good shepherd walked behind the flock. He walked behind the flock first to protect the flock and to make sure that no sheep would get lost. He would make sure that he can see the entire flock, the whole flock in front of him, and no sheep will get lost from the flock. That is the good image of the good shepherd, because we know we are his flock, and the flock is always stay together. And when we stay together, we get stronger, so we can protect ourselves. But when we choose to separate from the flock, we in dangerous zone, because some kind of animals can capture and can give us into the bad situation that we would be died, because we choose to be separate from the flock. But we remember, the flock has a power, and also the flock has the good relationship to walk with each other. And the flock will walk in front, because the flock know that the good shepherd always walk behind them to make sure that everything will be okay for the flock. So as we gather here in this moment in the church and as a community, we are the flock. We was baptized in the name of the God Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when we were baptized, we are brother and sister in Christ, and we care for each other, and we make sure that each one, each individual in within the community, within the flock, will be protected, and we raise our voice for each other. That's when it happened. Something in a Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, we raise our voice to care for each other, and we make sure that the flock is in the safety zone, and the flock will be okay, and the flock will be protected. And we raise our voice to care for each other, and we raise our voice and we do something to make sure that our concern is to be heard. That is the call between the good shepherd and the flock. So the good shepherd and the flock has a good relationship, and we are called to build up the good relationship and good protection, so we care for each other within the flock and within the parish and within our neighbor and in this nation. We make sure that each individual will feel safety, each individual will be protected, not in harm. So brother and sister, let us continue to pray for each other and continue to care and love each other. So make sure that each one of us will receive the loving and the caring that come from God, and also that come from the deep love, deep caring